A petition with nearly 500 signatures helped Loyalist Township Council with their latest decision about the reconstruction of Main Street in Odessa. Ultimately, council voted on the option that aligns best with the petition to reinstate the existing cross-section. The report noted this option maintains the status quo for on-street parking, which was identified as an important factor by business owners and residents through project consultation. The report noted consideration will also be given to making adjustments to the existing layout around intersections in particular. Amy Dornekamp, owner of Mill Creek Vet Clinic on Main Street, spoke about the need for parking in the area, referencing surveys and public input.
While I support active living, Main Street is not the right location for a multi-use path. The 2021 Township survey showed that while 75% supported an investment in active transportation, over 65% of those respondents commute more than 10 kilometers to work, making it impractical. A county survey completed in the last couple of months found that 81% of the respondents said a multi-use path would not benefit them more than parking. The community has spoken. And their priorities are clear. Parking remains a greater need than a multi-use path in this location.
David Savage, owner of Odessa Home Hardware, mentioned the petition and the customers he spoke with, noting the history of the store and importance of parking.
We garnered about 500 names, and all our customers that we spoke to thought it was not a wise decision. And, you know, we've been in the business, we've been in the village now since 1938 in the same location. To remove the parking on that side of the street or anywhere on Main Street would be devastating to any small current business or prospective business.
Dornekamp speaks about the existing shared parking and the potential of losing business.
There are only 5 spots on the opposite side of Main Street between Factory Street and Center Street. And those are already shared by the church, Home Hardware, my clinic, the bank, and the residents in that area. This is not enough parking. If clients struggle to park, they'll go elsewhere. And with 8 other vet clinics within a 15-minute drive, I'm deeply concerned we'll lose both current and prospective clients.
Engineering and Environment Manager Luke McDonald detailed the other options and why none of them were perfect.
There's no sort of slam dunk alternative to this. Each option has their trade-offs that are associated with it. The Force Main crossing, there's no existing crossing there now. So that would require work in water. That would require a number of permits from MNRF, CRCA, so on. So the cost would be considerably higher, as well as just establishing a new structural culvert crossing. The other option, while it may be less costly overall, there are significant concerns with the environmental condition of the property that the Babcock Mill rear yard is onto. Just some of the historic uses could lend itself potentially to contamination or things like that.
Councillor Paul Proderick addressed public concerns and noted the history of Odessa.
I appreciate Ms. Dornekamp's comment about the number of veterinary clinics being within a 15-minute drive. And we don't think of that, but it is. And again, it's the same for the hardware store. There's so many places within an easy access point. And I think when I go back, we've got an 1880s village that my grandparents came to on horse and buggy with 2025 traffic problems. And I don't think we can reconcile the multi-use pathways. I think we have to protect the businesses, protect the parking for that area.
Proderick also mentioned the concerns of cyclists in the area.
With the multi-use pathway, and I'm thinking of the cycling side of it, and I talked to a few who I would call hardcore cyclists who have told me things like they don't use that road. They go back Millhaven Road, back roads. And a couple of residents, and I was asking them about, you know, you have kids that age. He said, no, we don't want them on highway, they call Highway 2. And I also, on one visit, I stood just across from the veterinary clinic and the home hardware. And it was probably 35 cars that went by in less than 5 minutes. It's not the right location. I go back to the glory days of the Ernestown Eagles in the late 70s, and it's changed so much, Odessa. We can't cut off business growth. Odessa, I think, is in a bit of a renaissance, and the veterinary clinic, different things are coming back into the village. And, without the parking, it's a choke for them, I think.
Dornekamp noted the importance of Odessa's current needs.
This isn't about resisting progress. It's about being smart, practical, and responsive to the needs of our township to keep Main Street functional, accessible, and true to the spirit of Odessa.
Township staff will now begin to explore alternative connectivity routes surrounding the Babcock Mill, Factory Street, and Shane Street. The report notes that unless directed by council, staff would not consider these projects a priority. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.